Mary as a conscious priestess of divine birth. The first important thing to understand about Mother Mary's secret life is that she was not a passive vehicle to her conception of Jesus. According to my research, she was an active, willing orchestrator of this great event. As I mentioned in Chapter 1, Mary was, in fact, a trained priestess in a lineage of women who knew how to divinely conceive special holy children going back to the early days of the Hebrew tradition. The purpose of the practice was to bring forth avatars, walking representations of the divine who could not be born through regular means. The intention was for such offspring to serve as high-level leaders for humanity. This priestess role was not just the special gift of Hebrew family lines. It spanned the globe in many cultures. We hear the most about it as it relates to Mary, however, because she was a particularly high adept of this kind, which enabled her to usher an exceptionally extraordinary being onto our planet. Transformation of Andean Earth Goddess Pachamama into the Virgin Mary. Mary Magdalene, Jesus' Tower of Wisdom. How do I know all this? To unveil Mary's suppressed history, I drew on evidence from my first two books, The Cult of Divine Birth in Ancient Greece and Virgin Mother Goddesses of Antiquity. This rare background qualified me to decode the secrets that Mary's forgotten gospel, the Infancy Gospel of James, has long hidden in plain sight. In my third book, The Mystery Tradition of Miraculous Conception, Mary and the Lineage of Virgin Births, I delve into that gospel, which was originally entitled Birth of Mary, to show how Mary was trained, and I reveal some of the esoteric techniques she used to conceive Jesus. I offer a summary of that detailed work in this chapter, but if you want to understand Mary's history in its entirety with all of the references I have collected, I highly recommend that you read that book as well. Taken together, both that book and the present volume provide a complete and up-to-the-minute account of this most holy of women. The Mystery Tradition of Miraculous Conception also provides important background on the history and practice of divine birth as a real activity of priestesses more broadly. This will help you understand Mary in the context of holy women's work spanning widely across ancient Europe, West Asia, and Northern Africa. Read more. By Marguerite Mary Rigoglioso, Ph.D.